Refresh, refocus, renew. This is Today.
This is Today for Wednesday, February 16, 2011. Sinners Seeking God. The passage is from 1 Samuel 13. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart and appointed him ruler of his people. Sin is inevitable. The Bible clearly explains that each of us has two different selves battling within us, the old and the new. The Apostle Paul details his struggle with sin, and he even goes so far as to say, "What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me?" But then he goes on to say, "Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord." So the question is not whether we sin, but how will we respond to it? The Bible uses a lot of space to tell the story of David, the shepherd boy who became a great king of God's people Israel. For all his greatness, King David was clearly a sinner. Yet the Bible's summary of David's life portrays him as a man after God's own heart. If David was a sinner, then he must have somehow became a sinner after God's own heart. But what would that look like? That's the kind of question that can lead us further into the mystery of Christ's redemption than we might ever wander on our own. So let's look together into the life of this sinner named David. Let's seek to follow David's example to become better sinners, humbled, forgiven, and growing in grace. Better sinners after God's own heart. Will you pray with me? Forgiving God, please walk alongside us as we struggle with our sinful nature. Forgive us as you forgave David, and shape us to be more like you. Amen.
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.